A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens, Book 1, Chapter 1. We're going to spend the next couple class periods going over some excerpts from the opening three chapters of the novel. While we won't study the complete text, we will take time to try to understand what was going on historically, both in the time period that the novel takes place, the late 1700s, as well as what was going on in Britain during the publication of the novel, which is published in 1859. I hope this gives us a good sense from both a creative standpoint of what was the focal point for Dickens and what he was trying to represent and do with this novel, as well as what it could represent from just the historical perspective that we could gain from knowing what was going on socially and culturally as we study this text. Now, a couple things we have to look at. That opening passage of Book 1, Chapter 1 is one of the most famous opening passages of any book. People who have never read this text are at least familiar with the opening lines. So we're going to spend a decent amount of time just reviewing that opening paragraph and why that has resonated with so many people. It's very clear that this first chapter is trying to emphasize what was going on as far as the role of government and the gap between royalty, government, power, and the people, mainly the working and lower classes. We don't get a lot of sense of the middle class in this area, but we do get a big sense of what was going on at the top and the bottom. Both the British and French nobility at this time period feel like they are untouchable, that their rule will go on forever and that there will be no challenge to them whatsoever. But Dickens goes out of his way to establish the tone that change is coming and it's going to be violent, it's going to be bloody, and that civil unrest is right at the brink of becoming a massive problem across both countries for various reasons. On the one hand, we see a very religious French power structure that is punishing the people for not celebrating and honoring the monks. And we see that opening scene with the boy who gets executed. In Britain, we get the sort of, not the opposite, but a different take on it with now there's almost no civil order. People don't feel safe or protected. Things are getting stolen. People are getting robbed and murdered. And it seems very much like an outlaw culture. We don't think about that idea a lot when it comes to this time period. Lawlessness. We tend to think that things were overruled, not underruled. And in this case, we're seeing the fact that while the strong iron fist of the French royalty and monarchy was focused on instilling proper respect towards religion, we get a sense of lack of order in Britain. But both leaders and both royal families seem to be completely unaware of what's happening. So as we consider this situation, as we consider the opening of this text, we need to think about the setting, we need to think about the tone, and we obviously need to understand that this is establishing the vibe that's going to be flushed out over the course of a very long, detailed, and deep novel. We're not going to get a chance to go over everything and every bit and piece of this novel, but I do hope we understand that in this opening passage, the tone is being established, which hopefully will set the stage for the revolution that's going to be explained, explored, and ultimately carried out through the characters in this text. We're going to dig a little bit more into some of the main characters that we get established in the first couple chapters. We will, as I said, not cover everything. We're only covering the opening couple sections. And I do hope that this gives you a little bit of a guide and a sense of what was going on in the late 1700s. And then we're going to discuss in class what was going on in the 1850s when this book was published.